This morning we're going to be over in the book of Nehemiah. We're going to be in Nehemiah chapter 4. What I want to talk about this morning is things that hinder the Lord's work. You know, the other day as I was preparing my lesson, I had something totally different in mind. And it just didn't feel right, so I prayed about it. And then the Lord gave me this. So, you know, and it sometimes opens my eyes because I had started another lesson, and it takes me a little while to sit down and study and do some things to get ready for today. But I had started writing up a lesson, and it just didn't feel right. The Lord just wasn't in it. You know, I just couldn't get it together. So anyway, I had to put that one away and start all over. So I had not as much time as I had originally to prepare for my lesson, but the Lord worked it all out, and I got it done. But in Nehemiah chapter 4, we'll start in verses 1 through 3, and it says, "But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in the day? Will they receive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tabit the Amorite was by him, and he said, Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall." So they have facing, number one, they're facing opposition by ridicule. Whenever someone sets out to accomplish a work for the Lord, there will always be those who oppose it. Sanballat hears what Nehemiah has done, and he mocked the Jews. Sanballat is angry, and he begins making fun of the Jews. The rebuilding of Jerusalem had a direct impact on the future of Samaria, one of the main highways linking Tigris and Euphrates River Valley to the north with Egypt in the south, and Philistia in the west passes through Jerusalem. With Jerusalem once more a well-protected city, its very location will attract trade and will be Samaria's economic power. Nehemiah is just trying to do the task that the Lord has given him to do. Nehemiah says over in chapter 2, verse 12, "I arose in the night, I and some few men with me, neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon." Nehemiah is doing the work that the Lord told him to do, and Sanballat is making fun of their work. You know, just the past few weeks, I've had a guy that's been sending me messages. He's been sending me TikTok videos of stuff that says that God's not real and the word of the Lord is not true. He keeps sending me those messages, and I keep sending him back scripture. Amen. So, I mean, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're doing something for the Lord, there's always going to be somebody that's going to oppose it. They're going to make fun of it. They're going to ridicule you. So what we got to do is just stand up for what we believe in. Look in verses 2 and 3, it says, "And he spake before his brethren and the many in the army of Samaria, and he said, What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they receive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tabit the Amorite was by him, and he said, Even they which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall." Sanballat uses the means of criticism and mockery to discourage the Jews. Sanballat is joined by Tabith in opposing the work. They also criticize the quality of the work. The Lord's work is hindered, criticized, and mocked by the lost world all the time. But what hurts the most is when the Lord's work is hindered, criticized, and mocked by other Christians. Nehemiah said in chapter 2, verse 12, "Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do." Nehemiah wasn't trying to please any other person but God. He was trying to do the work that the Lord give him to do. Sanballat and some others are a lot like some people are today. They are questioning the way things are being done and the types of materials that are being used. Sanballat and his people might even be wondering if Nehemiah has enough money to finish the job. No matter what Sanballat and his men say, Nehemiah doesn't react in anger. He doesn't get mad. He keeps his cool, and Nehemiah answers by prayer. You know, when people do things that we don't agree with or do things that offend us, we should never react in anger and do things that's going to hinder our testimony. And not only if we react in anger around a lot of people, like he could have reacted in anger around the people that was building the wall and ruined his testimony, and how would they feel toward him and the work that he was trying to do for the Lord? Look in verses 4 through 6, it says, "Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity. Let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So build we the wall, and the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." Opposition should bring God's people to their knees in prayer. God's people should never do anything that goes against the word of the Lord. Ephesians 4:26 says, "Be ye angry and sin not." It's okay for us to get mad when somebody does something that they shouldn't, but it's not okay for us to react in a way that's going to affect others around us and give us a bad testimony. Nehemiah reacted with prayer and said, "Hear, O our God, when the forces of evil surround us and when we are faced with adversity and discouragement, we should turn to God." It is interesting to know that Nehemiah is driven to prayer 8 times during these events. Our problem is that we want to do things our way instead of giving it to God. Nehemiah said, "And turned their reproach upon their own head." This prayer for deliverance is based upon the justice and righteousness of God. Nehemiah asked that God recompense to them according to their sin. Nehemiah pretty much is asking God to let them reap what they have sown. Nehemiah goes on to say in verse 6, "So we build a wall, and the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." You know, as God's people, we need to have a mind to work no matter what kind of oppositions that we face or what kind of things that get in our way. We need to keep on working and doing what the Lord has for us to do. And we can only do that is if we put our faith and our trust in Him. And when we face those difficulties, we go to Him in prayer. They continued to build a wall until it was done. It says, "For the people had a mind to work." In the midst of adversity and opposition, the people had a unified purpose and a compelling desire to finish the work. When we are in the Lord's will and the Lord has given us a task to do, there's going to be times when we face things that are out of our control. And when this happens, we shouldn't try to fight these battles on our own. That's when we need to trust God and give it to Him in prayer and let Him handle it. And we need to keep pressing on and continue the work that the Lord has given us to do. It says, "So build we the wall, for the people had a mind to work." It sounds like these people had a vision and was prepared to do God's work no matter what the people around them said or thought. How they built the wall, the Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. You know, as New Hope Independent Baptist Church, we need to have a vision. You know, not just to support missionaries out in other countries, but, you know, right here in Red Level, there are lost people all over Red Level, Gantt, Loango, and all the surrounding communities. So we need to have a burden for those people as well. They continued to build the wall until it was done. It says, "For the people had a mind to work." You know, we need to have a vision what the Lord wants us to do as Christians. When God gives us something to do, we need to be ready to do it. God's got all the resources that we need to do the task that's at hand, but we must have a mind to work in order for us to do God's work. When we face opposition, we need to have God on our side. We need to be living a life of righteousness and not a life of sin and disobedience. You know, I thought about this. If we're out living a sinful life and just doing the worldly things and then come to church and expect God to do something for us, He's not going to do that. We have got to stand up and live a righteous life and do the things that's right unto the Lord in order for God to do something for us and for Him to bless us and for Him to use us. Paul said in Romans 6:13, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." Number three, they faced opposition by anger. Look at Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 7 through 9. It says, "But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Amorites and the Ashdodites heard that the wall of Jerusalem was made up and the breach and that the breaches began to be stopped, that they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them." When Sanballat and the others heard that the work was progressing, they were very wroth. The enemies came together and decided to fight against Jerusalem. They heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up. This means that the breaches and damages in the walls had been fixed. When the enemy's tactics of making fun, mocking, and name-calling didn't work, they decided to fight against the Jews to hinder their work. Once again, the Jews turned to God in prayer. It says in verse number 9, "Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God." Again, in the midst of adversity, the Jews do not take matters in their own hand, but they give it to God. Not only did they pray, they also set a watch against them day and night. The Jews did three things. First, they prayed. Second, they worked. Third, they set guards in order to be ready for battle. Praying, working, and readiness are the three requirements for serving the Lord. We should always be in prayer. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When things don't go the way we plan, we need to pray. When the enemy mocks us, we need to pray. When the enemy fights against us, we need to pray. And in the midst of all this praying, we need to continue to work doing the things of the Lord. We also need to have our guards up and be ready for battle. As Christians in a spiritual battle, we need to be ready to fight the devil. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So not only do we have to be ready to face opposition and be ready to fight against the people that are opposing what we're doing, but we also have to be ready to fight against the spiritual battle that we face every single day. And it's just not, you know, devil's not going to quit bothering us one day. He's going to bother us every day as long as we're doing what the Lord wants us to do. Verse number 10, it says, "And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall." The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed. These men are doing everything that they can to do the work of the Lord, but the laborers were few, and they started to get tired and worn out. You know, as a Christian, if we spend a lot of time on our knees praying, eventually Either we're going to get calluses on our knees, or we're going to get tired and worn out from doing that. And so just remember that when you're doing the things of the Lord, there's going to come times when you're going to get tired and worn out. They didn't just get worn out from the hard labor, though they also became tired and weary from praying because of such opposition from others around them. They finally said that we're not able to build a wall. Many times we are doing the Lord's work, we will get tired and weary, and many times there will be opposition and other people who will hinder our work of the Lord has it for us to do, and many times we will get discouraged just like the Jews did and want to quit. You know, it's very easy for us, especially in our flesh, we'll get discouraged about something, and that's what we want to do. We don't want to press on and keep going. We'll get discouraged and we'll just want to quit. But if we keep praying and keep trusting the Lord, He'll keep helping us push through. Look at verses 11 and 12. It says, "And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you." They were working in fear and was afraid that their enemies would strike in battle. The Jews had started lacking in their faith. They were drained from the amount of work they had to do. They were faced with the threat of their enemies. They were discouraged by the Jews from surrounding communities. The builders were facing adversity from every possible direction. Look at verse 13. It says, "Therefore said I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I even set the people after their families with the swords, their spears, and their bows." Look what Nehemiah does. He don't just give up when the enemy threatens to attack. Nehemiah prepares for battle. He finds the weakest points, and that's where he puts his strongest defense. We too, as Christians, need to find our weakest points and build our strongest defense against the devil, the world, and against the ones that are trying to hinder the work of the Lord. Look at verse 14. It says, "And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, to fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses." Nehemiah told them, "Be ye not afraid of them. Remember the Lord." Nehemiah addresses the congregation and encouraged them to place their faith and trust in none other than the Lord. Nehemiah also reminds them that this isn't just about them, but it's also about their families and their houses. These were important motivations to build and to defend the city. Sometimes all we need to keep going, to keep doing the work of the Lord, is just a little encouragement from our fellow brethren. You know, sometimes, you know, it's okay to walk up to Brother Blake and tell Brother Blake, "Hey, you done a good job on Thursday night," or, "Hey, it's okay, you know, you done a good job, Brother Scott, leading the song music, you know. Brother Tim, you do a good job with the stuff you do back there." It's okay to tell the nursery ladies, just give them a little encouragement. Tell the Sunday school teachers, you know, it's okay to do that. And sometimes that goes a long way. Sometimes we just need someone to say, "Do you remember what God did for us?" Sometimes when we are tired and weary and are faced with opposition, we tend to forget what God has brought us from and all that He has done in our lives. Look at verse 15. It says, "And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work." When Nehemiah is aware that the enemies know that the Jews do not fear them, all the builders return to work. Nehemiah divides up the people. Half of them work while the other half are prepared for battle. The work continued while there are some doing the work, of the Lord in the local churches, and that's great, but we also need others on the front line being ready for battle, praying for the ones that are working. We shouldn't be afraid of the enemy, but we should always remember the Lord, for He is bigger than all of our problems. And that's what I have for this morning. Lord, thank You for this day. Thank You for just allowing us to come to church this morning, Lord, and just hear Your word, Lord. I pray that You be with the rest of the service. I pray that You be with the ones traveling this morning to get here. I pray that You be with Brother Drew, and I pray that You be with the singing. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.